This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. The legislation incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and seizure of properties of convicted offenders. Moving the bill, Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said, "Taking cognizance of the recent incidents of paper leak, the Prime Minister himself decided that there is a need to further strengthen the legal framework to prevent malpractices."
You must compliment Prime Minister Modi and this government. It has finished an unfinished task which you should have accomplished. In 2024, this bill was brought in to reassure the students that their future is safe. So we learned from the experience of the 2024 Act and the subsequent sequence of events, like any responsible government should do. And therefore, this amendment is being brought in to make the law more stringent, and to ensure speedy justice, so that the credibility of all these exams gets enhanced and gets reinstated.
Participating in the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress accused the government of not being serious about the education sector and not intending to bring real reforms. The discussion is still underway. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day following up opposition's uproar over alleged police action during students' protest over NEET issue. When the House met after the first adjournment at 2 p.m., Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises or MSME Minister Jitan Ram Manji introduced the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Amendment Bill 2026. The bill aims to further amend the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Development Act 2006. During the introduction of the bill, the opposition members started sloganeering over the alleged police action against the students. As the uproar continued, Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the House till tomorrow to meet again at 11 a.m. The Supreme Court today observed that recent nationwide protests over the NEET paper leak warranted a thorough, fair and impartial investigation into the allegations of injuries to the students and police officials. It also directed the release of minor student protesters arrested during the demonstrations and having no previous criminal records. The court asked authorities to preserve electronic and digital evidence relating to the protests. The three-judge bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant was hearing a batch of petitions alleging excessive use of police force during the demonstrations. The bench permitted the Delhi government to continue investigations into FIRs registered, but said no coercive action be taken against eligible protesting students during the pendency of the proceedings. President Draupadi Murmu today launched various projects in virtual mode on completion of 4 years of the presidency at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. In her address, President Murmu highlighted the nation's development and cultural renaissance. She said that significant initiatives have been undertaken in the last 4 years that have succeeded in eradicating the remnants of a colonial mindset. The president inaugurated an app-based multilingual e-audio guide to enhance the experience of daily visitors to Rashtrapati Bhavan. A strong 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck southern Japan today. The Japan Meteorological Agency has said the quake occurred in Kumamoto Prefecture this afternoon. Tsunami advisory issued for the coast of the Ariake Sea and the Yasushiro Sea has now been lifted. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh and Odisha today. An orange alert for very heavy rainfall has been issued for northern states, including Delhi. In parts of northeast India, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Karnataka, Konkan, Goa, Gujarat, West Bengal and Vidarbh, heavy rainfall conditions will continue over the next 2 days. In shooting, India's Sonam Uttam Maskar and Himanshu Dhillon secured the bronze in the 10-meter air rifle mixed team event at the ongoing ISSF World Cup in Hangzhou, China today. With this podium finish, India's medal tally at the ISSF World Cup in Hangzhou has risen to 4, including 1 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze. And benchmark domestic equity indices ended nearly flat today. Sensex closed at 76,766, while Nifty dropped 11 points to settle at 23,985. And that is the end of this news bulletin.